seconds. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick B. David, and one of the most common questions I get asked is, Pat, how do I handle, you know, burning out? I feel like I'm burned out. I feel like I'm working too hard. How do I handle this thing with family, my personal life, all this other stuff? We're going to talk about how to avoid burnouts. You know, the subject burnout typically attracts two different types of people that say, you know what, this burnout subject I really want to know a lot about, because one, there's a group that always thinks they're burnout. Yeah, I'm really going through burnout right now, and you don't understand, things are so hard because I'm burning out. And then there's the other audience that says, I'm confused, I'm not burned out, what's going on, I can push more. But I think regardless, both audiences can get a lot from today's video. So stay with me here, because I'm gonna say a lot of different things that may be on one side contradicting some of your mindset, and another one give you a couple tools that can help you go through the process of burnout. So first, let's process who goes through burnout. Number one is a person that's a perfectionist. A perfectionist, if everything isn't going perfect, they're not happy. So this is just how they're wired, and they feel everything needs to be perfect instead of magical. They're always wanting perfection. The other one is a pessimist. The pessimist, no matter what you ever get them, nothing's ever happy. Everything could be going right. Kids are doing good. Family's doing good. Business, career. They're never happy because they're pessimists. It's a mindset. It's a way of thinking. The other one's a control freak. The control freak, you know, anything big that expands, you have to lose control of. Anything big. Whatever expands, you eventually lose control of. So if your business is growing, at some point, you lose a little bit of control. When your kids are aging and they're going to school creating their own opinions, you're going to lose control of your kids like you used to have when they're 8 years old or 5 years old. You don't have control over your kids at 16 years old like you once used to have. But you got to let go of it, or else it's going to drive you nuts and you're not going to enjoy your life as a parent. You won't enjoy these. You won't even enjoy these guys growing up. Or the type A personality, super competitive. And sometimes a type A personality will compare themselves to somebody who is 7'2 and you're 6'4, you're never going to be 7'2. To someone who jumps 43 inches and you only jump 16 inches, you can't ever do that. So why are you comparing yourself to that? To somebody who comes from a family with a lot of wealth and you don't, they don't need, but you're so competitive that you're comparing in every area instead of competing with what you got and winning. You do a lot of comparing. That sometimes happens to type A personality. So now the cause. What is the cause of burnout? Sometimes it's neglect. What is neglect? Neglect meaning I eat fast food every day at Burger King and McDonald's, and I eat so many different burgers. I put on 39 pounds, my energy is low, I'm lethargic, I don't have energy, I'm burnout. That is neglect because of your diet. Neglect because you haven't done a date night with your girl for the last 6 months, that's neglect. Neglect could be you haven't talked to your kids or conversations with them, neglect. Any of that stuff, that's purely a cause, you're neglecting. Number two is overload. Overload could be always taking on more projects, always taking on more friendships, always taking on more businesses, people doing five businesses at the same time, three different jobs at the same time, all this stuff. Instead of focusing on killing one of them and doing a very good job, it's overload. That can cause it as well. Number three is lack of growth. If you're not growing, you're not seeing something growing, there's nothing exciting about life because nothing is growing. So if you're not developing yourself, while you're growing your bit, while your business is going with it soon, but you're not developing, you're not seeing progress in you, that causes burnout because like, why am I putting myself through this? Why am I doing what I'm doing right now? Working out. If you keep going out to the gym and nothing happens, you don't see results, there could be a burnout because you're not seeing your body improving based on the hours you're putting into the gym. The other one is newness. Life needs excitement. Life needs new things, new experiences, seeing a new world, reading a new book, you know, certain things that cause newness in a family. That's exciting. There's new things to be looking forward to. There's new things to be looking forward to with business, with life. Then it's figment of your imagination. Let me tell you why I added this one here on cause. What causes it? You create a problem that doesn't exist. You sabotage yourself to create something that doesn't exist. And you make it a massive problem, but it's purely your imagination taking control of your mind, and that turns into a burnout because you created this enemy. You created the animal in your mind. It doesn't exist. By the way, most people who think they're burning out, they're having created this figment of their imagination into a massive problem that's non-existent. That's cause. Now, let's talk about people you go to. Every time there's something that happens in our lives, a crisis, a victory, a loss, a setback, whatever happens, we typically are going to go and speak to three different types of people, okay? There is the downer, the upper, the Socratic listener. Let me explain to you what I mean by this. So the downer is somebody that, you know, I just recently, last week, man, our business, I was going through some challenging times, and the downer says, dude, why'd you even go to that? I told you this thing never works. Man, that guy's making all the money off you. What are you doing with this thing? Downer. Downer, burnout, burnout. Yeah, you're right. It eventually stays, right? Why are you doing this, man? This sucks. You get down. The upper is somebody that no matter what you ever do, they always love you. Honey, you're amazing. I love you. You're great. You can do this. Go get them. You're awesome. You're amazing. That's a good person to talk to. Then the Socratic person is a person that you're going through challenges and you feel like you're burning out. They take all your excuses and your justification away from you. And they ask you a question. Are you really going through a lot of difficult times? Is this real what you're going through? Or are you creating it in your mind? Do you really think you're burning out? So they're putting it on you and you're sitting there. It's a little bit of pushback, so you're not too happy about it, but they're helping you grow and overcome this. So in your mind, this imagination doesn't become bigger than it already is. They make it smaller because these guys tend to, by asking you questions and challenging you, they make the problem that you think is this big, they make it this big. Those are leaders. Now watch. Whoever you go to makes this a bigger event. If you go to the downer, this gets bigger. If you go to the upper, it alleviates. If you go to the Socratic questionnaire, it makes it even smaller. My suggestion to you is, just like in sports, when a player, a quarterback, isn't doing well, there's typically two different types of personalities on teams that are always winning. That guy's going to go to an assistant coach, where the assistant coach is going to say something like this. Hey, listen, man, you're good, bro. Go get him. You're awesome. Go get him. Man, you were meant to do this. You're an amazing quarterback. You can pull this off. You do this all the time. Do what you do in practice. Yeah, you're right. And another coach is that's going to be after the game. Hey, listen, what happened? Why'd you handle that? Why'd you pass it over there? What would we do on practice? Did you really practice? Did you practice that hard? You think if you would have practiced, you would have been to this? You need both, right? But if you go to the guy that says, dude, that's the worst coach of all time. You need to leave that team. You need to do this. Boom, you're getting right here. So now, this is who, this is cause, this is who we go to when we have issues. Now, here's some things that can possibly help you out to not necessarily overcome a burnout, but to not even get there and not even experience that. And by the way, I would much rather burn out than rust out in my life. I would much rather go so hardcore in my life where I experience a little bit of burnout than I do something that nothing big with my life and eventually I rust out and I die. I don't want to be that person. And you don't either, by the way. The only way you really figure out what the maximum potential of you is by pushing your limits at times. And sometimes the great ones have to do it. That's if you want to be great. So let's go through some of these points. Number one, protect your yeses. Let me explain what I mean by protect your yeses. You know how they say sometimes, hey, you know, she was easy or he's easier and this stuff. Don't be easy. If somebody asks you, can you do this? Don't say yes to everybody. You're giving it up too easy. Protect it a little bit, right? Protect your yeses. Say yeses to people that matter, that don't typically ask you to do things for the hell of it. There's a lot of people that always want to ask you favors for nothing. It's always asking for favors and help, but there's never in return. And not only that, it's not really things that produce the best types of results. So protect your yeses on who you give yes to. Number two, turn off your phone. Actually turn off your phone. This thing can be a big distraction in your life. Turn this thing off and meditate or pray. I mean, I can tell you when it was September of 1997, I was in the Army. I was going through hell. I'm in boot camp. I'm by myself. There's not a lot of things good that's going on in my life. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in faith. But I started praying like this. God, I don't believe you exist. But you know what? I'm going to talk to you. Odds are you're not there. If you are, maybe you can answer my prayers. That's how I started. Because a guy in the Army, you know, told me to start praying. I said, I don't believe it. He said, just try it out. You know what happened? It was therapeutic, just me talking to myself and praying and meditating and having my quiet time. It allowed me to go through difficult times of being in the military by myself at a unit where everybody's either from Mississippi, Tennessee, North Dakota, South Dakota. They're white, black, and I'm Iranian, okay? And I'm going from Iran. Where are you from? Iran. Iran? Like Iran? Yes. What are you doing in the Army? I'm going through this. That allowed me to just be able to overcome a difficult time like this so I wouldn't experience a part of this in my life. And then I ended up enjoying my experience in boot camp, AIT, and the Army. It ended up being one of the best things in my life. But I needed some quiet time. You need some quiet times at times. Number three, children. I don't know what happens when I'm around kids. It brings out the childlike tendencies of ours, and all of us typically have a little bit of childlike. When you're around kids, you tend to forget about your problems. If I wrestle with my kids for 15, 20, 30 minutes, it is so therapeutic, it's amazing. Go contribute to kids, go give back to community, do something with kids. Go to your nephew, your niece, your kids, your neighbor, whatever it is. Play with them, play Lego with them, play nonsense stuff that they're playing, just do that with them. You calm down fairly quickly. I can't tell you how therapeutic that is. Next one, quarterly getaways, especially if you got a girl, a husband, or a wife. And what I used to do is quarterly, Saturday afternoon, I was done, I'd leave. Saturday afternoon, go stay at a hotel, then come back Sunday night. So it was a day and a half that I would do per quarter. But I was rejuvenated, I was fired up, and that typically, my getaway had to do with, there's something here to do with spa, exercise, spa. When I was on my getaway, I'd go to a spa, I'd get a massage, I'd get a facial, I'd come back and I'm relaxed, quarterlies, regularly. That was phenomenal. And then annually, you work hard, go travel. I mean, I've been all over the world when I travel. Mario, you know, this Croatia, Santorini, yes. Athens, Macedonia, Venice, Italy, Guatemala, Jalisco, Nayarit, Puerto Vallarta, Kona, Kauai, Maui, St. Martin, Caribbean, Bahamas, Cayman Island, Portugal, Spain, NASCAR races, Disney World, Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, Pebble Beach, Dubai, you know, Tusk, so many different places. All these places I travel to, and we normally would do one a year or 2 years sometimes. You know what it would do? You know what it would do? It's just great seeing history. It's great seeing the world. It was fun. It was around other people who are winning. You had a chance to release, enjoy yourself, eat good food. There was something to look forward to. There was a carrot. There was a victory. This always helped out. And I know sometimes, guys, there are certain channels you watch and certain people that give feedback where it's like, no, I'm 24/7, screw vacation, screw this, screw that. I'm gonna do this till the day I die. I don't subscribe to that mindset. I think you gotta also work your tail off and have victories. And those victories gotta be being around people that you enjoy being around and seeing the world with the people that you're doing business with. Next, go somewhere to gain perspective. This is very good for burnout. Let me tell you what this is. It doesn't matter what it is. Go to the worst part of town and contribute. Go to a homeless shelter and contribute. Go to a foster home. Go to a hospital where it's the worst level of a hospital. These are on their deathbed and they simply want to talk to somebody. Go to a senior home. Go somewhere to gain perspective. Go to a third world country and see what it's like. I'll never forget when I went to Guatemala and we went to the worst part of the city. You gain perspective. You gain perspective and you realize what's really going on. What life is really all about. You think your life is really that hard until you go to a place and say, dude, I'm burnt out? Are you kidding me? I'm in heaven. What am I complaining about? You know, we think life is so hard and we sometimes forget the fact that there are soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan or in the, you know, lines, enemy lines that haven't seen their kids for 12, 18, 24 months, the birth of their child, they missed. And you think what you're going through is hard because you're working 80, 90, 100 hours a week for 6 months straight? Perspective sometimes makes you realize. This is why I told you the burnout people are not going to like this video. That's like, yeah, I'm really going through burnout. Perspective. Gain some perspective for yourself. Next, gratitude. Nothing like gratitude. What are you grateful for right now in life? Family, kids, relationship, shower, food, bed. I remember I was in the field in the Army for a long, long time. Not a bed, nothing. You know, we showered with baby wipes. Okay, you know, baby wipes don't clean everything. You know, so there's not really a bathroom you're going to. It's the back 40, so it's like, anyways, I don't want to get too disgusting. I remember when I came back after the first time I went to the field, I took a 1.5 hour hot shower. I just put my hand up and the water's hitting my head and you see the entire bottom is dirt and smell and clothes is nasty to the point that even if you wash your uniform, it's still disgusting because you got to wash it over and over and over with Downy and all this other mess. That shower for an hour and a half and that sleep in your bed at night, heavenly. But it made me realize, man, when's the last time you were grateful for your mattress, your bed, your shower, hot water? Gratitude really takes a lot of pressure off. Music, depends on what kind of music you listen to. Maybe yours is Sade, Maybe it's Mozart, Beethoven, maybe it's Moonlight Sonata. I don't know what it is that brings you, calms you down. Have some kind of taste of music. I probably don't recommend Luis's taste. Luis would probably listen to Tupac, hit him up, but he's got a complete different style. Mario on the other, Mario, what would you listen to?
Metallica.
Metallica, give me a song.
Sanitarium.
What do you think Paul would listen to? What's Paul's taste?
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, I would say probably Boyz II Men or Kenny G or something like that Paul would listen to, okay? So now what are we over here now? Here's my handwriting. Okay, comedy humor. You know how you have that one friend that just makes you laugh? It's cool to sometimes be, when you got a lot of pressure, man, and you got a comedian next to you, let me tell you, everything is gone, right? Go to a comedy club on a Saturday night and just say, look, I just want to go to a place, have a beer, and just listen to a bunch of jokes, relax, come back. Or find a way to watch a video, a prank, something that calms you down. Humor has a lot of power when you're going through a mode like this. Next is simplify life. Let me explain what I mean by simplify life. Look at every aspect of your life that's complicated and create systems for it. So who do you let into your life? How do you handle your health? How do you handle doctor, dentist? How do you handle expenses, bills, insurance, kids, mom, dad, family, parents, business? Create systems for everything and simplify. Don't complicate it. Simplify things in your life. You'd see so many weeds in different aspects of your life. Why do you have that? Pull them out. No, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Simplify your life. Okay, next, minimize relationships. I know this sounds strange for some people here. I am not a fan of, there used to be a time I had hundreds of friends. And I'm the type of guy, I'm so loyal to my friends that I want to make sure everybody's happy. And then what I realized is I was being drained. Because it was going like this, and it wasn't coming back like this all the time. And I always felt like I had to make sure all my friends were happy and all my family members were happy. And then I brought it down and I said, the people that matter the most to me on the family side is my dad, my sister, mom, niece, nephew, brother-in-law. That's priority right there, okay? Now, obviously, I'm not talking wife and kids because that's obviously number one, because that's family, okay? Friends, I looked at the list and I really went through it. I said, what really is genuine about this relationship? We go to do this and what do we do? I can't do this anymore. I just can't. How about this one here? He always takes. He never gives. So it's take, and I'm empty every time I'm done with this one. Him, there's motives. I don't know about this. Good guy, it's just we're at a different phase of our lives. And I minimized it. Mario, I did a video on friends. What is that video called? Can you remember something about friends? Can you look it up, right? How to choose great friends.
Yes.
How to choose great friends. Let's put a thumbnail of it for you to see. Highly recommend everybody watch this video. It'll give you a better perspective on what to do with your relationships. Okay, Paul, Luis, let's not forget the thumbnail so people can see it. Exercise, the more you move, you feel better. It's just body movement needs to happen. You feel better. I've never once gone to a gym, even when I was not in the mood and left the gym, not feeling good about myself. You probably have never done that either. Gym just makes life more exciting. Positive distractions. What's positive distractions? I don't know. Minimizing negative distractions, but add some positive distractions, a system that gets you away from problem you're thinking about that's getting bigger. Create some positive distraction systems in your life. Next is seek progress, not perfection. Pretty obvious. It's constant growth. So the more you're growing, it's progress. Don't put the pressure of everything being perfect. I mentor a lot of people that are perfectionists. Quite frankly, their business never explodes. And I've worked on several of them for years saying, stop trying to be perfect and justifying and making excuses for everything and deflecting every problem because you want to be so perfect. Your business is not going to explode if you're always trying to become perfect. But businesses grow when you focus on progress and you enjoy it more when you focus on progress. And obviously, last but not least, a spa. We are made because we need to be around other human beings that lift us up as well. So strong relationships, when I'm talking about the upper and the Socratic, this really makes the soul just happy, man. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.